Books on Tape presents The Deception of the Emerald Ring by Lauren Willig, read by Kate Redding. Prologue. A watched phone never rings. At least my phone wasn't ringing. The same, unfortunately, could not be said of the man sitting in front of me, whose mobile kept shrieking with all the abandon of an inebriated teenager on a roller coaster. Each time his phone shrilled out Danger Zone from Top Gun, I lunged for my bag. After a mere 10 minutes on the bus, my abs had gotten more of a workout than they had in months. I hauled my computer bag up onto my lap for easier access and slid my hand into the front pocket, just to make sure that the phone was still there. It was. Further inspection revealed that the ringer was on, the volume turned up, and all the little bars indicating signal strength blinking merrily away. Damn. Sticking the phone back in my bag, I listened to the man in front of me recite his weekend's activities for the fifth time. They seemed primarily to involve adventures in alcohol poisoning and an encounter with a burly bouncer that grew more elaborate with each retelling. Craning my head towards the window, I checked the progress of the traffic ahead of us. It hadn't. Progressed, that was. The bus sat as steadily immovable as an island in a tropical sea, placidly parked behind a string of other, equally immobile buses. It didn't improve the situation that the light was green. I knew I should have taken the tube. There had been all sorts of good reasons to choose the bus that morning, as I set out from my Bayswater flat towards the British Library. After all, the tube always broke down, and it couldn't be healthy to spend that much time underground, and the fact that it was actually not raining in England in November needed to be celebrated. And the bus had cell reception, while the underground didn't. I glowered in the direction of my phone. Life would be far...